Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So it is kingdom followership, Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Isn't it amazing? This is Martha's house, all right? And Jesus comes to visit Martha and, of course, comes to the house. And the sister Mary is there. And the Bible says that Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And Martha thought that what they were doing was wrong. Can you imagine that? Martha thought that Jesus was wrong and Mary was wrong. Martha had the audacity to go to Jesus and tell Jesus, don't you care that my sister Mary has left me to serve alone? Don't you care about that? You see, when people speak like that, it's as if you are the one condoning a wrong behavior. As if Jesus was condoning a wrong behavior. And sometimes, believe me, we have an attitude like that. Religious people have a certain attitude, you know. They see things concerning the kingdom as a mistake. They think it is wrong. They feel that God should not be tolerating these things. God should not be tolerating these people. In effect, they are saying that God is wrong, like Martha. Especially when it comes to what Martha was distracted and consumed with, serving God. They feel that there is nothing which is more important than serving God. Are you aware of that? Yeah, sometimes you come across believers and they feel that the best thing you can do is to serve God. And there is nothing which is higher than service to God. But Jesus has a certain view. He has a different view of service to God. He's not saying that we shouldn't serve God, but he is trying to help us to prioritize as far as our response to him is concerned. Oftentimes we think that serving God is the best response to Jesus. But tonight I want us to learn something. I want us to learn that there is something higher than serving God as far as relating to Jesus Christ is concerned. Hallelujah. So, Martha had the audacity. Of course, it was Martha's home. So why not? She is the one who is in charge. So why not? She said, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Serve who? Serve Jesus. It's not as if she was cooking some public meal for some orphans. This is a meal or whatever she was preparing, whether it is small chops, but it was something in the honor of Jesus. But she had to prepare something for Jesus, to serve Jesus. So Martha says to Jesus, therefore, tell her to help me. Can you imagine that? I don't know whether you are getting the audacity of Martha. She is so sure that she is correct. She is so sure that she is the right one. Of course, Mary is wrong. and Jesus is condoning a wrong behavior. So she commands Jesus. He says, therefore, tell her to come and help me. I imagine how she felt. You see, sometimes in imagining as normal human beings, you will think that Martha was annoyed, not so. Yeah. Because it's like she was irritated that this thing is going on. Maybe the first 15 minutes, he knew that Jesus would say, hey, go and help her. And you should come and save me and all that. But this was going on. And maybe an hour came, 1.5 hours. So she came to Jesus. Says that, don't you care about that? What do you care about? Don't you care about us preparing something for you? Don't you care about us serving you? Therefore, tell her to stop whatever she is doing and come and serve. To Martha, she was so sure she was correct. And Mary's behavior of sitting at Jesus' feet to hear his kingdom word was wrong. If Jesus should come to us, of course he is with us. Should he physically walk in, what should we do to him? Should we carry him? What should we do to Jesus? Should we organize people to come and serve Jesus? Mary, the Bible says, sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. That posture of sitting at Jesus' feet was the posture of a student with a master. In those days, if you were a master, you sit down and teach. So Jesus, being a rabbi, being a master teacher, when he was set, even in his very first public sermon, he went up a mountain, and when he was seated, the disciples came and he taught them, sitting down, not standing. Sitting at the feet of Jesus was how students, learners, humble themselves to a master teacher, to a master. So Martha was saying that this kind of behavior of Mary just sitting there and listening to Jesus was wrong, or at least it was not to be preferred to serving Jesus. Wow, but Jesus had a different view, which we are going to read. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. You see, the way Jesus Christ said, Martha, Martha, if they were Africans, we can interpret it this way, that Jesus wanted to cool Martha because Martha was annoyed. That's African culture. A black person addressing another by saying, AC, AC. You know, especially the way you say, Isi, Isi. You are worried about too many things. But one thing is needed. Please underline too many things. You are worried and distracted about many things. Jesus doesn't like that. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus, in the kingdom system, came to simplify things for us so that we would watch one thing and one thing alone as far as our relationship with him is concerned. In a religious order, we get worried about many things. God gave the Jewish people over 600 laws. There were many things they had to take care of. But when Jesus Christ came, he collapsed everything into one law. One law. the law of love. Hallelujah. So Jesus was careful that wherever people are distracted, people are burdened with many things, he simplifies things for them so that he can focus on one thing. So Jesus says that it isn't right for us to be worried and troubled about many things. That's living a religious life. Many things we have to pray about. Are you aware that some people, they are troubled about many things? They will say, hey, we have to pray about this. And this one, we have to pray about that. Hey, God, if you don't pray about it, God will not do it. As for God, you know how he is. Eh? As for God, I was telling that even me, a human being, if I see that somebody is going a place where he would die, whether the person requests for my assistance or not, I will stop the person. Yeah. I won't wait for prayers. I won't wait for the person to talk to me. Like, if you go and see somebody is about to hang himself in a room, eh? And he has thrown the rope over the trusses, and the thing has come, he has jumped at the thing, he is tying the thing. Will you wait for him to say, I'm coming to kill myself? No. You look at the whole scene, and you quickly, without his asking you, you find a cutlass somewhere, cut the rope, or you take it forcefully from him. If he says, no, leave me, it's my life, I want to die, you say, no, you will not die. Yeah. You stop the person. Whether the person asks you for the help or not, it can be an unwanted help, but you, evil as we are, I'm talking about our natural nature, even we know how to do such good, how much more do you think God will watch you whilst you are about to hang yourself? No, God will intervene for us because he so loves us. So sometimes I think we have to improve on the way that we relate with God. We relate with God as if God is like some kind of machine which is programmed, and if you don't say it, God will not do it. God created us. He cares and he loves all his children, including unbelievers. Because God is not a Christian. God. Sometimes you don't expect God to speak to some people, but he speaks to them. Sometimes you don't expect God to go to certain countries, but he shows those mercy, reveals himself to people who should not, he shouldn't visit. He should rather come to church, because we are Christians. Hallelujah. But God is so loving, ladies and gentlemen, that we do not have to care about many things. If we care about many things, it's as if we do not have a loving father who has got emotions, who cares for us. Hallelujah. God will take care of things, the many things that we are troubled about, we are burdened about. He will take care of it. If we cast it onto him, he will take care of it. So he says that, Martha, Martha, you are worried about many things. In other words, it is not good to be worried about many things in your life. Otherwise, you live a very complicated life. You are always thinking and trying to strategize and move and things like that. But Jesus in the kingdom system has so simplified things for us that if we strategically touch one thing, it will affect all the others. That is the kind of wisdom we have to get. It gives us a life of rest. Sarah, not so. When we don't have to care about many things. Hey, my children. Hey, they are this. Hey, my dad. Hey, my dad. This. Hey, my this one. Hey, my that one. Hey, my that one. Hey, my that one. Look, you are going to put yourself into unnecessary pressure. Oh, yeah. Very soon your heart, you see, it will be disturbing you because you are taking too many things which you have to let God take care of. Wow. Hallelujah. That is why the kingdom life is a life of rest. Rest means that you are not looking over your shoulder and looking around, you know, concerned about many things. You focus on one thing. You touch that one thing, which God wants you to touch. He will touch all the others that you cannot touch in a better way.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah! That's the life. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a rest. The reason why Jesus Christ came and He said, "Come unto me, all you who labor, and I will give you." I don't want to mention some things, because some of us would have wished that Jesus Christ would mention those things. I'll give you what? What? Yeah, He said, "I'll give you rest." But do you think that we would want Jesus to say, "I'll give you rest"? We want Jesus to give us some other thing. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you what? Prosperity." Yes, of course, He gives it to us, but I will show you where His priority is. All that we are talking about is trying to prioritize things. We would have wished Jesus, "Come unto me, all you labor, and I will give you power. And I will give you something." But do you know the thing that Jesus uses to woo us? What He wants those who are heavy laden. Those there, it's not talking like heavy laden with assignment at your workplace and those things. So that's the second meaning of that. He was talking about people who were heavy laden with the law. Because the Pharisees will bind all these laws and put them, apart from Moses' law, they have got traditions. You see, they will lay them on the head of the Jewish people, and they will not take a finger to help them. So Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are heavy laden with religion, heavy laden with many things you have to touch. Hey, you wash like this, you face Jerusalem, you do this, you do that, this is how we do it, this is how it's done, and this is how it's done." I mean, all those kind of plenty things. He says, "Come to me. You are troubled about many things." Says, "I will give you rest, because I'm going to take care of all those other things and show you one thing to do." Ladies and gentlemen, rest is not a life of inactivity. It is a life of directed activity. In other words, Jesus is not saying that "I will give you rest," it means that you don't do anything in your life. You just sit down, not working, not having any responsibility. He says that "I am going to direct your activity." Rest is directed activity. Activity that the Holy Ghost directs you. You hit that one, it affects all those others. Hallelujah.
Wow.
So, he says that, look, I want to give Martha rest because she's troubled taking pans here, cooking this one, trying to grind and blend this other one and adding this and going here and going to pick this. And she was so much full of a burden of serving Jesus. Says that, Martha, Martha, you are troubled about many things. But one thing is needed. One thing, not two things. One thing is needed, not several things. One thing is needed as far as relating with Jesus is concerned. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part. Please underline chosen. Mary has chosen that good part. What this one means is that Mary had a choice. And ladies and gentlemen, as you listen to me, we have a choice whether to go the way of Martha or to go the way of Mary as far as relating with Jesus is concerned. We have a choice. Wow. In other words, Mary had a choice to go and help Martha or to sit at Jesus' feet. And she chose that instead of going to serve Jesus, I will better sit at Jesus' feet and be his disciple, be his student, and learn from him, although he is a guest. Wow. He said one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part. What good thing had Mary chosen? Chosen. It's a choice. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that kingdom followership is a choice. You need to make a choice to be a kingdom follower. It is not automatic. Neither is it imposed. Sometimes we think that if you become born again, then automatically you are a disciple or you are a follower of Jesus. It's not automatic. In fact, today I want us to see the Bible and get to understand that just as we chose to be born again, we chose in inverted commas, right? To be born again, we must choose to become kingdom followers of Jesus and not religious followers of Jesus like Martha was. She chose to be like Mary. So, kingdom followership is not imposed. It is not imposed. It's a choice you have to make. It's just like God presented the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden and told man that choose life or choose eat from the tree of knowledge of tree of life. You know, but man still had a choice. And up till now, Jesus was presenting two trees to this family, or to us, I should say, that we must choose. So Mary chose that good part which shall not be taken away from her. So what did Jesus do? Jesus exalted listening to the kingdom word to serving him. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many people who are serving Jesus, but they do not have the kingdom word. To people like that, he will deny them in the end from kingdom life, because it is kingdom words that gives you kingdom life. I will say it again. There are many people who are serving Jesus, but they do not have the kingdom word. He will deny them in the end. Just as he said in the book of Matthew chapter 7, which we went through last week, says that you can do all those things to serve me, cast out devils in my name to serve me, prophesy in my name to serve me, do miracles in my name to serve me, but because you have chosen your own law, your own way of serving me, you are lawless. The Greek says that you are practicing illegality. Therefore, I say to you, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, that person, the flood can come and all that. That is what he was telling Mary, that what Mary has chosen, nothing can shake it. No storm can shake it. No human being can shake it. No Satan, no devil can shake it. Because it is of the kingdom. It is the kingdom word. Hallelujah. Says that Mary has chosen something to hear the kingdom word, which cannot be taken away from her, which will endure forever. Hallelujah. So, God wants us to be like Mary, who exalts the kingdom word. You know, if Jesus Christ is the kingdom word, the word from the kingdom of God, heavenly kingdom on this earth, to show us God's word for our kingdom life on this earth. If Jesus is such a word of God, in the beginning was the word, the best way of relating with him is to listen to him. Because he is the word. The best reception you can give to Jesus is to hear his word and do it, which Mary had chosen. Hallelujah. Do you know another woman who chose that? That woman we find in the book of John chapter 4. Jesus was hungry, literally, because of that, his disciples, they went into town to go and buy food. In the meantime, there came this lady, this woman of Samaria, Samaritan woman, to come and fetch water at Jacob's well. And Jesus engages this woman in conversation. And Jesus pours into this woman. One of the things that Jesus Christ reveals to this woman, I didn't even see him revealing it to, directly, of course, written. Revealing it to people like Peter and James and John and all those powerful, powerful examples. Do you know that it is to this woman who gave audience to Jesus that Jesus Christ said, God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It was to this woman that Jesus Christ denounced religion right in front of when he said, a time is coming, woman, that neither in this mountain Gerizim, where the Samaritans have Jew, have Samaritans worship, nor in Jerusalem, where the Jewish people worship, neither on these mountains will people worship. Because God is a spirit. And he requires worship in spirit and in truth. And he also mentioned to this woman that God is seeking true worshipers. Wow. Powerful revelations to this woman. So powerful things Jesus poured into this woman that when the apostles came from town with the food, they were surprised that Jesus' mood has changed. As if Jesus had eaten. And they were wondering, has somebody brought him food? Jesus Christ, they asked him, Master, eat something. Jesus said, my food is to do the will of my Father and to finish it. He told them, I have food to eat of, which you don't know about. Question, what food did Jesus Christ eat? What satisfied him? In other words, ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus comes to your house, instead of giving him literal food, that Martha was serving Jesus, preparing for Jesus. What food does Jesus want to eat? The food of sitting at his feet, so that he can pour out such revelations. God is a spirit. He is seeking true worshipers, neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem. Something very serious for Jewish people to hear. A time is coming, and now is, when all these things you are saying, that it will not happen, but God is requiring true worshipers. Wow. Jesus said, I'm satisfied. In other words, I don't even need literal food. Can you imagine that? Because the best way you and I can relate with the Jesus who saved us on the cross, the Jesus whom we love, is for us to sit at his feet and hear his unique kingdom word. When Jesus gets you and I to listen to his kingdom word, he becomes satisfied. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.